Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Lisa, can you read the script?
Yes, welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. Staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. And for members of the public, the name that you entered in Zoom must match the name that you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. President O'Connor, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Can we do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madeline O'Connor.
Present.
O'Connor, present. Greg Reed.
Present.
Reed, present. Mary Strickland.
Present.
Strickland, present. Alder Isidore Knox.
Present.
Knox, present. Alder Tag Evers.
Present.
And Claude Gilmore is absent. So, President O'Connor, a quorum is present.
Thank you. The first thing we have to do is approve the minutes from the meeting on July 10th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve.
Is there a second?
This is Mary's second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. This will be considered unanimous unless there are any objections. Hearing none, the motion is approved. Are there any public comments?
I just need to regenerate this report. If you give me one second. Okay, there are no members of the public registered to speak.
Thank you. Matt, are there any communications?
Nope, no communications.
Thank you. Any disclosures or recusals? Seems like not. Okay, so we have three items for tonight. The first one is MRCDC Resolution 32, accepting the final audit for fiscal year 2024. Anything we should know about that?
So we do have a resolution before you to accept the 2024 audit, and we have asked the auditor, Lynn Heslinga from SVA, to give a brief summary of the audit, and is available for any questions as well as staff. So let me present Lynn here for you, and I will make it so that she can present if she needs to put anything on her
Great.
screen.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm just going to share my screen. I'm just going to see if I can pull up the 2024 audit. So hopefully everyone see that? Okay.
Yep, we can see it, or I can see it.
Perfect. Okay. So just want to run through just some quick highlights of the 2024 audit of MRCDC. So probably the big thing to point out is in the independent auditor's report, where we expressed the opinion we gave, which the yellow highlight here, basically we gave an unmodified opinion. So a clean opinion, it's the highest we can give on a financial statement audit. So that's a great thing to note for MRCDC. Just a couple other things to point out within the audit itself. So in the statement of financial position, which is really the balance sheet, just noting total assets are a little over 4 million. So up from where they were last year, mainly being driven from the rental property increase. And that's due to the phase three renovations being completed during 2024, and then the start of the construction of Teresa Terrace is also contributing to that increase. It's also driving liabilities to be up because there's construction payables and then mortgage notes payable, which I'll point out is just more funding from the City of Madison notes that are in place. Just to highlight within the statement of activities are really kind of your profit and loss income statement, just highlighting kind of your net income, the change in net assets, what they call it, is a positive 67, 68,000 for the year. And then just moving to the footnotes within the financial statements, it's not a very lengthy financial statement. So there wouldn't be a lot of changes to footnotes from one year to the next. Just want to highlight with MRCVC, it's important to note that you do have a replacement reserve at within the organization that's being funded. Again, rental property, you're going to see buildings is increasing because of the phase three renovations and then construction in progress for Teresa Terrace. There's some changes. The other item to note that is new for this year for 2024 is disclosing the construction contract that became in play in 2024 for Teresa Terrace and the terms of that contract with an unrelated third party. And then I think the last thing I just wanted to highlight is the mortgage notes. So again, there was a mortgage note put in place in 2023 with the City of Madison, and then there was a new one entered into in 2024, and that was due to Teresa Terrace. So just indicating the two mortgage notes that are currently in place. So it's just some of the few highlights I wanted to mention in the 2024 audit. Are there any questions at all or comments? I'll stop sharing my screen.
Thank you for that report. Sorry, are there any comments or questions from commissioners? Maybe we don't have anything to discuss here. If no comments, is there a motion to approve?
Director Reed has his hand raised.
Oh, I apologize. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say it's always good to get a clean report and appreciate all the efforts that were made to make sure that we got there. And I make a motion to approve.
This is Mary's second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objections. Hearing none, the motion is approved. I apologize. The next item.
Next
I'm going
item
to need to pull this back
is
up.
that's okay. The next item is MRCDC Resolution 30.
Resolution 30 acquiring the Truax units.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. This is the sort of mirrored resolution to what was approved at CEA board earlier this evening. It's authorizing MRCDC to purchase Truax, in this case, I believe, again, for $2 and take over responsibility for the property.
Thank you. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
This is Mary's. I move this resolution.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Great. We'll consider this a unanimous vote unless there are any objections. Hearing none, motion approved. And now our last agenda item, MRCDC Resolution 31, approving the acquisition of Revival Ridge Apartments from the LLC. Any questions or comments?
This too is a mirror of what was just approved.
Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
This is Mary's second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. We'll consider this vote unanimous unless there are any objections. Hearing none, motion approved. With no other items, can we have a motion for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
This is Mary's second.
All right, we are in adjournment. Thank you all.